2 Timothy, the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, he calls Timothy my son. He's not his biological son. Paul's not his biological father. It's his spiritual son. Paul is his spiritual father. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. We're going to look at some of these scriptures this evening. And what I am interested in looking at is the life of this soldier of Jesus Christ. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. He didn't stop there. Of Jesus Christ. A good soldier of Jesus Christ. That means a lot. That changes everything. He's not just a soldier in the Israeli army. He's not a soldier in the Roman army. He's a soldier in the Lord's army. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You cannot be a good soldier and be weak. You have to be strong. It takes a lot to be strong. It takes a lot of training to be strong. To be strong the right way. First, I want us to look at the call of this soldier. The call of this soldier. Back in chapter number 1, look at verse number 8 through 18. You can find some things that he gives us about, you know, this call. Look what he said. He said in verse number 10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. He was appointed, he was called to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Do you remember the call of the Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road? He thought he was working for God, and he was really working against the Lord. But here he tells them that he was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. I mean, he didn't stop. Look at the call in that man's life. Every soldier has a call that we're called unto his gospel. That's what we're called to. We're called first to courage. Listen, you're going to need courage as a soldier. Do you remember the whole army of Israel? We had preached about here recently. Stood over there in the valley of Elah, up on the side of the mountain. And nobody had the courage. They were all soldiers of the army of the Lord. But nobody had courage to go down in that valley
and face that giant. But David did. Look at verse number 8. He said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. First thing that'll knock the courage out of you is if you're ashamed of the Lord's testimony. I mean, they were living in a day where they were told, don't you ever speak in this name again. They were living in a day and a time where they were put in prison over preaching this message, over preaching that Jesus Christ was crucified by them and was buried and rose again the third day. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. That's why Paul had courage. He had courage to preach, courage to go. But he tells Timothy here, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. Not only being ashamed of the Lord's testimony, but ashamed of the preacher that's preaching it. I've seen some people, listen, ashamed. Well, maybe when certain people come around, they're ashamed of the way their preacher preaches. And Paul said, don't be ashamed of me. Listen, there are times he was even in prison. Maybe some of them told Timothy, you've got a jailbird that you're sticking up for. But what was he in jail for? Paul wasn't in jail because he was stealing. Paul wasn't in jail because of adultery or murder. Are you listening to me? He was in prison because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that testimony. Because of that witness and that gospel. And he said, don't be ashamed of me, his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Listen, a soldier is not a soldier at all if he's not willing to get dirty in the battle. Right. Ain't that right?
Right?
I mean, there's no use of being on the base, having the uniform, putting your boots on, shining them up, saluting the flag, if when they finally say, time to go, you go AWOL. You can't go AWOL.
Right.
The Lord's got something for you to do. Don't go AWOL. You need to be a courageous soldier. Amen. That's what he's telling him. He said, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. There's that calling of the soldier. Call us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. We're called according to his own purpose and grace. God's got a purpose for you, doesn't he? God's got grace for you and God's got purpose. Amen. And it's his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Think about that. What a calling. What a calling. That God had given us this calling before the world began. My, so what a call. But is now made manifest, he said, by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Listen, we're serving a Savior that's stronger than death. That ought to be courage enough. Amen, to go anywhere. You know why? Because like Abraham believed that if his son had to die, God could raise him from the dead. If I've got to die for the Lord's testimony, hey, if the Lord wants to raise me from the dead, he can. But if not, I'm with him. Amen, which is far better. Look what he said. Look what he said. He hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Listen, we're going to suffer some things. But be courageous. Paul wants you to have courage. Have courage in suffering. How do you do that? He said, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Boy, that will give you courage. Amen. Amen. What about faithfulness? What about the soldier's faithfulness? Look at verse 13. He said, right off the cuff, hold fast. You know what he's saying? Be faithful. Hold fast that form of sound words. Be faithful to the words that God has us to speak, the gospel. Amen. Which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul said, what you've heard of me, Timothy, what I have given you, what come from the Lord, what you got saved by, be faithful to those words. He said, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Be faithful to keep it. Amen. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. People that lost faith. Of whom is Phergellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Look at that. This is a man that had courage. Amen. He was faithful and he oft refreshed me. That's being a faithful soldier, amen? Anytime Paul needed refresh, there was Onesiphorus. Amen? Right by his side. That's being a faithful soldier. Not bailing out on the man of God, but being there for him, amen? Being there for that man of God. Here he was, Onesiphorus. Oft refresh me. Time after time, faithfully, he refreshed me. It's great to be a blessing to somebody. But don't be a blessing just once. Be it often. Be faithful. Be a faithful soldier. See, what we do for the Lord, listen, we don't check in with rifles and cannons and combat boots. But what we do as a child of God, as a Christian, that tells what type of soldier we are and how dedicated we are to it. Are we dedicated to our post? This is our post right here. Amen? Be dedicated to your post. Amen. Get in the fight with everybody else. Refresh those that need to be refreshed. Every time, be faithful. He wasn't ashamed of my chain, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. He come looking. Back in the world wars, and I'm sure other wars, they had men, listen, that if they, I mean, certain troops, maybe they were small, they heard of big troops coming, Brother Jerry Lee, they'd fall back. But then they had groups, small groups, they were looking. They were lookers. They went looking for the enemy. And they would hijack them. I mean, buddy, like an Apache Indian, amen. I mean, they would go looking for these men. and they would set them up and take as many out as they could. Why? I mean, they were soldiers. Not just any soldier, but a good soldier. Amen. Be a good soldier. Seek them out. Seek out other soldiers. You want to be with other soldiers, don't you? The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things, over and over, he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Thou knowest very well, Paul told Timothy. How many things. He oft refreshed me. That right there tells me this man was faithful. Onesiphorus was. The faithfulness of the soldier. Now, we've seen the call and his courage and his faithfulness. Let's look at his character. Of course, faithfulness and courage is character too. But let's look in chapter number 2. The whole chapter talks about his character. Look in verse 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong. That's the first. The strong soldier. In the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Why? Because they're strong. You can teach others when you're strong. You can commit it. Commit to give it if you're strong. The soldier needs to be strong. Look in verse 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Look at this. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a what? A soldier. Look at the single-mindedness. I am a soldier. Above everything else, I'm a soldier. That's what he said. I'm a soldier. Endure hardness as a good what? Soldier. And what did he say at the end? Verse 4, he hath chosen him to be a soldier. When it comes down to it, that's what he is. That's what we are. We are a soldier of Jesus Christ. We need to be single-minded in that way. We need to remember that we are a soldier. Don't ever forget it. The Lord wants us to be single-minded in that way. Amen. He talked about the eye that's single. Now, the next one. Let's look at his strict striving. Verse 5, he said, and if any man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth. You've got to look at the words that he's using, because he's very strict in what he's doing. And he is striving in every verse. He's laboring. He's pulling the plow. Must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake. You see that? I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Paul said, they can throw me in jail. They can call me an evildoer. To the point they even put me in bonds. But I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to do it for the elect's sake. I'm going to do it for the other soldiers coming along. You know what will encourage one soldier? Seeing the strength of another one. Do you know what they do in boot camp? They pull men from everywhere. And they make a platoon. Whether how many they are, it could be 12, it could be 20 of them. But they make a platoon. These men, they're going to stay together. And you know what they do? They find the hardest, strictest sergeant that they could possibly find to whip them boys into shape. And at first they hate him. But by the time boot camp's over with, every one of them wants to be just like him. Are you listening to me? And his very memory gives them a hardness as a good soldier. Sometimes, listen, just going back in the book and seeing what all the Apostle Paul endured, boy, it helps me not to be so much of a coward. Amen. Helps me to be able to stand on God's word a little straighter. Amen. Amen. Helps me to walk upright when I see these old children of God, these men of God that walk by faith. If they can walk by faith, I can walk by faith. You can walk by faith. We can be a good soldier. Amen. Look at verse 11 through 13. Look at his security. The security of the soldier. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. You're going to live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. The Lord cannot deny himself. And if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. If we are dead with him, we shall live with him. Amen. What security for the soldier. Amen. Our military is unlike any other military. I don't know about every military in the world. I'm sure some of them probably try to do the same things that our military does. But I'll tell you one thing our military does. No soldier ever gets left behind. Doesn't matter how long it takes, they'll get that body back. One of the worst things that had ever happened over there in Vietnam. And they swore it'd never happen again. Some of them, they still to this day, missing in action. But since then, they will go to whatever length they have to go to find their soldiers, to bring their soldiers home. And that's, listen, that's an earthly thing. Listen, the Lord has given us security. Amen. Amen. He's not leaving his soldiers behind. Amen. He is sound in faith, verse 14 through 19. He is sanctified, verse 20 through 23. Look at verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man Therefore, purge himself from these. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. He's sanctified. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. These soldiers are sanctified. He is a servant. Verse 24 through 26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive. The servant of the Lord must not strive. That's his character. Look at his caution. Chapter 3, he said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. He warns him to be cautious. He warns him, tells him in verse 7, men are going to be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. He even gave him some examples of men that turned against Moses, that were corrupt-minded, reprobate concerning the faith. But he said they'll proceed no further in their folly. He warned the soldier against the peril of apostasy. And today, we're seeing more and more men falling by the wayside. More and more soldiers falling by the wayside. Supposed to be Christian soldiers. If we were sitting back in Brother Mike, when Yens first started here, this house would probably be just about packed on Sunday and Wednesday. People wanted to come to the house of the Lord, get something from the Lord. People are falling away. So Paul warns him of soldiers falling away, their apostasy, didn't he? I can't preach all this, but I'll give you one last point in chapter 4. The charge of the soldier. The soldier's charge. I charge thee therefore in verse 1 before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Amen. Do what needs to be done. Don't be ashamed of the Lord's gospel. Get it out there. You look in this chapter, Paul, he told Timothy, he said, I'm now ready to be offered. I'm ready to give my life. I'm ready for my life to end. But he said, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I've been a soldier the way the Lord wanted me to be a soldier. The Lord wants you to be a good soldier. He gives us what we need to be a good soldier for Him. Not for anybody else. To be a good soldier for Him. To be a good soldier in God's army. It means something. It really does. It means something. I want you to stand. I'm done. Thank you for being here tonight. Bless your heart. Thank you for all those wonderful testimonies.